Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've been waiting for. The annual Chicago Auto Show. Come see why, once again, Hyundai is stealing the spotlight with its incredible lineup of cars and SUVs. Featuring the Elantra, the compact that's packed with available technology like touchscreen navigation and remote start from your phone. And the Sonata with available lane departure warning and hands-free smart trunk. Plus, the all-star lineup of Hyundai SUVs. Tucson, Santa Fe, Sport and the 7-passenger Santa Fe, all with available rear cross traffic alert, blind spot detection, and hands-free lift gate. And of course, every new Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. Head to the Chicago Auto Show and grab a front row seat in a brand new Hyundai, or learn more at buyhyundai.com. Right now, get $500 Auto Show bonus cash and lease the 2016 Sonata for just $155 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a coach giving the ultimate pep talk. Listen, the proper technique is going to Progressive.com so you can see Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates, even if we're not the lowest, like we practiced. And remember, no matter what happens, the important thing is to try and save some money out there.
Thanks, coach.
Man, I love this job.
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hey guys, Jason here. Don't be that guy who falls short on Valentine's Day. Let's show the women in our lives how much we appreciate them. My lady loves her shoes, and lately she can't stop talking about mjemmy.com. This is a new brand that hand-makes luxury shoes in the very same factories as the other European luxury brands, but sells them online for half the price. Mjemmy has the 100% foolproof Valentine's Day gift. Give her shoes she'll go crazy for, and let her pick out what she wants. They take gift cards to the next level. Guys, go to mgemi.com today, and use promo code SCORE at checkout to get 15% off. That's mgemi.com, promo code SCORE.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
Just past four and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Bears turning the corner on a franchise player and moving on. The team confirming that Matt Forte is not going to be offered a contract for the 2016 season. And that ends the running back's career on the lakefront. Getting old in sports, not fun.
In one word, it sucks. You know, it sucks when your craft and the thing you've worked so long to be good at. And it's almost like the old saying, like, when your mind finally catches on to what you're supposed to be doing, your body gives up.
That's direct from Olin Krutz earlier this afternoon with Bernstein and Abatacola. This afternoon, of course, you can hear that conversation online at 670thescore.com. Forte ranks second behind Walter Payton in five categories at least, three of the major ones, including yards from scrimmage, pass receptions, and 100-yard rushing games. Two-time Pro Bowler, though, only reached the postseason one time in his eight seasons with the Bears. Jeremy Langford, now your heir apparent, likely the starter as of now. Multiple reports say the Bears have added former Rutgers offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Ben McDaniels to the coaching staff. Yes, he's the younger brother of Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Bulls have the week off to figure out what they're doing. 27-25 record heading into the All-Star break. They're going to open the second half with a back-to-back against Cleveland and Toronto. Pau Gasol is going to play in the All-Star game Sunday. You've got the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Challenge tonight in Toronto. Baseball moves for the Cubs. They claim lefty reliever C.J. Riefenhauser off waivers from the Orioles. He was with the Rays 2 years ago with Joe Maddon down in Tampa. Edgar Olmos was DFA'd to make room. Also, the Cubs make it official, signing Matt Mertens to a minor league contract. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred will be on tomorrow's edition of Inside the Clubhouse right here on 670 The Score. And the Illinois Youth Soccer Association is banning headers for athletes under the age of 10 going forward. That is a league that has more than 80,000 kids playing soccer in its organization. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Well, you'll save a fistful of dollars. Celebrate your Valentine with great deals from Jewel. Get signature USDA choice filet mignon, 6-ounce portion for just $5.99 each, and pair it with 4-ounce lobster tails for $4.99, and get a dozen roses for only $19.99. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard in Chicago's sports radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
Wild at heart.
I don't know. You know what? I just find women that just relentless. Just every day. They're like these psycho robots that never run out of batteries. And every day they just keep coming at you. Actually, my girl punched me in the head on Valentine's Day a few years ago. First, she was just hitting me all in here, you know, which is acceptable, right? It's a holiday. Let's keep it nice, you know? Keep it nice, right?
Tales of things we do for love.
Oh, God, I'm so scared.
Well, is someone hurt you? Yeah, I'll take care of it. I'm a grown-up now, you know.
It's my husband.
Oh, I wish someone would kill him.
You mean kill your husband?
No. No, don't say it. You mustn't even think it.
He is a dead man.
Wild at heart.
I used to do magic tricks, and that made me cool.
Well, what kind of tricks are we talking about, my friend?
What were your best tricks?
My best tricks, all cards, man. All cards, because okay. It's what the ladies like. That's what I'm going
to
go with.
Okay. Come out to a remote and do some card tricks. We'll give you the forum.
Pick up all the ladies.
And guaranteed a few men.
Wild at heart.
All right, we look forward to this every year, and if you got something, we've got lines for you, 312-644-6767, and it doesn't have to be successful, and I also want to hear if maybe you were the target of this sort of needless expenditure of romantic energy, whether man or woman, gay or straight, we don't care, we just want to hear your stories, like this one from Tony in Sauganash. He said, my wife and I had been dating for about 11 months when our first Valentine's Day rolled around. And living in Lincoln Square at the time, I made reservations at La Boca della Verita, Sky Point. He said, I figured a nice dinner followed by a movie next door at the Davis would make for a romantic evening. Dinner was solid. We went to the theater where she suggested I pick the movie. And what did I pick? The Pianist, a graphic Holocaust survival movie starring Adrian Brody as the famous violinist Vladislav Spielman. Whoops. Every year since I'm cheekily asked if I want to watch it again on Valentine's Day. Great movie, bad choice of a day to see it. Dude, do your research. Hey, you want to go see a graphic Holocaust survival movie? It's like an Annie Hall. He said, no, I don't want to go see The Sorrow and the Pity again.
I wish I had some stories to contribute to Wild at Heart.
You?
I don't.
That is a lie.
It's not a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie.
It's not a lie.
It's a lie.
Come okay.
The swashbuckling life that you've led and you don't have anything?
Nope. Got nothing for
All
you.
All right, well, Elias has one here. Where he says, 1 month after my current wife and I met in college at Eastern Illinois, we were out on Valentine's and we tied one on. And on our way back to her apartment, we hit our favorite late night eatery and we had giant burritos and we passed out and we both woke up with food poisoning. She had to go straight to the hospital to be treated for severe dehydration. And I just ended up laying in bed in between many trips to the bathroom. The first Valentine's Day together, unforgettable and perhaps not so wild at heart.
That's terrible. Although a giant burrito does sound good right now. Is there any you've had now your lobster situation and your wild at heart story? That was pretty bad for you there. Just like was that like
no.
more than like were you did you get sick more throughout the whole night or what was going on?
That was like it was just a one day thing.
That was it. Okay,
but it was awful. Let's try Joliet, and I'm not sure what the name is here, but so good. What's your name?
So good.
So good?
So good.
That's your actual name?
No. No, it's my handle for calling goofballs.
Okay, well, give us your story.
All right. Well, I was probably in my early 20s, and I was dating a girl that seemed like it was going pretty good for a couple, 3 months. And prior to Valentine's Day, which was coming up, she had told me that she really doesn't get into it and doesn't celebrate it, and it kind of depresses her. So I took that opportunity to kind of show her that it's just kind of a fun holiday and screw around. I rented a gorilla costume and went over to her house to surprise her. And what answered the door was a kind of a fat, hairy, shirtless guy. Turned and said, hey, babe, did you hire us a gorilla? So at that point, I figured out, well, not at that point, after she kind of realized she didn't order a gorilla and it was actually me, she told me the scenario, which turned out to be her being a professional. And so I spent Valentine's Day getting tested for STDs.
Oh, God. Now I know why you didn't use your name. Well,
wait, did you break up with her?
Pretty much instantly, yes.
Oh, why? I mean, girls got to work, make money.
Well, I did kind of figure she was a little bit, you know, kind of out of my class just by looks, but she claimed she was paying her way through college. And
she didn't ask you for any money or anything.
So, she was actually your girlfriend. It's like she was making okay.
Yeah, we were together for a good 3 months.
We were together for a good 2 days.
Wow, that's one of the best we've ever had in this segment. Down to the gorilla costume and all of it. That's great.
What's the inspiration for the gorilla costume? I'm going to go surprise my lady with a gorilla costume?
Clarence Beeks. Right. Or Theo Epstein, right?
Right. Are they going to give it to her like a gorilla?
Wow.
Right, well, you know.
And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is leaving with his nightshirt on.
Finds out that she's a call girl. All right. Well.
Well, that was like the one we were talking to in Houston, remember?
I do.
Remember at the Mexican, you and I were at the Mexican restaurant in Houston, and there was this adorable woman who we were talking to, and said, well, what are you doing down here for the Super Bowl? And she said, well, I'm kind of friends with some of the players.
I have a lot of friends in town for the Super Bowl, yeah.
I said, okay, gotcha. Stephanie in Park Ridge is on the score.
I got a story. So I belong to a group for a mystery book series, young adult mystery book series. And so a nice guy who liked me decided to impress me and buy me some of the books online for quite a bit of money. Guess what? He brought the wrong series.
So what happened? Shot him, didn't you?
No, but I was like, I felt so bad because he spent like $200 and he brought me Nancy Drew instead of Trixie Belden, which would be like buying a Cub fan, Sox fan stuff.
That's quite a life you lead, Stephanie. Well, he tried. He must have meant well. What was it, Trixie Belden?
I don't know. I'm lost on the whole thing.
What?
Nothing. I'm just saying.
And then she put a gorilla suit on.
Yeah, she went and found out her boyfriend was a hooker.
How do you not know for 3 months?
I don't know. I would imagine she'd be busy at night a lot. So, I mean, how much do you see her?
Right. I think that maybe the hints would be there.
Right.
Right? Perhaps.
I mean, that she's showing up at his house at, 4 a.m. I don't know. I mean, who knows? But hey, at least he found out, and then he got tested. Oh, you know what? We never said to him that I hope he didn't get anything. So hope you didn't get anything. So good. Hope you're good there. You didn't catch anything from your hooker girlfriend you didn't know about.
Corey in St. Charles, you're on the score.
How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Corey.
All right. So I got a good Valentine's Day story. I was dating a woman for 6-7 years, and she then broke up with me. I was doing everything I could to get her back, so I finally got her back, and we made good plans for Valentine's Day, and I went to a nice restaurant, and on the way there, I got pulled over for having a taillight out, and just so happened that I had my license suspended for a previous ticket that I had had. I wasn't aware about the ticket, and so
this ends with you killing a cop, I don't think I want to hear it.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I love all police officers.
Okay.
So they get pulled over, and they tell me, okay, I'm going to have to take you to jail. So I go to jail, and she then takes my car to jail, bails me out of jail with my debit card. And when that happened, she inputted my PIN number in the ATM at the police department, and it took my debit card. So now I was thinking I'm getting back with this woman, and instead I'm arrested, and now I have no means of paying for dinner. So we ended up going to Chipotle, and
getting sick.
She never talked to me again.
Oy, this is getting depressing. Thank you, Corey.
Did he say they were dating 6 or 7 years? Did he say 6-7 years? And then back together?
There's something missing there.
I don't know.
I think he was away for a while.
All right.
312-644-6767. That's what we're doing. Maybe it'll get a little more uplifting in the next segment.
Thanks, buddy.
You have the score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Jed Hoyer joins us.
What was your reaction seeing Chris Bryant swimming with sharks in Hawaii?
Funny. I'm glad I didn't know about it beforehand. That would have made me more nervous. It was okay seeing the footage and knowing that all is well that ends well.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio. Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. While the New York Knicks lick their wounds and assess their next move over the All-Star break, there's a couple of things to consider. One, it's true Phil Jackson's committed to the triangle, and that is components. Personally, and maybe I'm naive, I believe he's smart enough to thoroughly explore all options, even ones from outside of his tree. As for bouncing to the Lakers, yeah, it's true that he cannot opt out this summer, but don't overlook the possibility of a trade between organizations. Hey, one thing I do know, the Knicks' job today is as attractive as it's been in nearly 20 years. Finally, they've got a franchise piece in Kristaps Porzingis and very workable cap flexibility. But what about Melo? Personally, I'm exploring every option. And while I'm not looking to give him away, right now, if I'm New York and I'm being honest with where I currently stand, regardless of what my heart might say, my head, it tells me probably time to move on from number 7. I'm BT.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've been waiting for. The annual Chicago Auto Show. Come see why, once again, Hyundai is stealing the spotlight with its incredible lineup of cars and SUVs. Featuring the Elantra, the compact that's packed with available technology like touchscreen navigation and remote start from your phone. And the Sonata with available lane departure warning and hands-free smart trunk. Plus, the all-star lineup of Hyundai SUVs. Tucson, Santa Fe Sport, and the 7-passenger Santa Fe, all with available rear cross traffic alert, blind spot detection, and hands-free lift gate. And of course, every new Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. Head to the Chicago Auto Show and grab a front row seat in a brand new Hyundai, or learn more at buyhyundai.com. Right now, get $500 Auto Show bonus cash and lease the 2016 Sonata for just $155 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
6:30.
Valentine's Day is this Sunday, so this year, give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send a Bear Graham from Vermont Teddy Bear. Bear Graham gifts include a classically designed teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, and a personalized card and a gift box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Bear Graham to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of more than 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. Feel undying love for her? Get the best-selling zombie bear. Or are you drunk with love? The new Beer My Valentine Bear says it better than words. You can also feed her heart with the new Pizza My Heart Bear. Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you, in a personal, heartfelt way. All 15-inch bears are handmade in Vermont and guaranteed for life. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Sunday. Delivery's guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score sent you.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
We're doing Wild at Heart here on Friday, and that was an all-time call, I'm telling you. In a response here where Rudy says, not telling you how to do your jobs, I would have just ended the segment after that great call. Nothing is better than I found out my girlfriend is a hooker while I was in a gorilla costume. I got funny stories, but that dude won the bit. He said, for me, that story is second only to the dead uncle in the front yard during the Super Bowl.
That's my favorite story.
In the history of Friday Fung, I want to buy that guy a beer. Well, there you have it. You got a beer credit from Rudy. But the guy wouldn't give his name, and now I know why. Jack is on the north side. He's next on the score. Hey, Jack.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm not sure I can top that, but this is pretty good. Back during my junior year of high school, I did pretty well with the ladies. The problem is that being in high school, I didn't exactly have any place to take them back to. And so, like most 17-year-olds, we would find a place to park and do what we needed to in the backseat of the car. And so a couple of weeks before Valentine's Day, I was with a girl who I was actually pretty serious with. And we were doing whatever in the back seat of the car, and all of a sudden we got a rapping on the window, and there was a police officer standing there. So after some talking back and forth, we convinced him to let us go, but he promised me that if he ever caught me in such a situation again, that he wouldn't let me go so easily. So we decided to put a hiatus on trying to find places to park. A couple of weeks later, though, it was Valentine's Day, and we were particularly motivated, let me say, and so we once again found a new place to park. And just as things were getting interesting, there seemed to be a little bit too much light in the backseat of the car, and I look up, and there's a police officer standing there, and it takes me about 10 seconds to realize it's the same guy. He's laughing his head off and shaking his head. I somehow managed to convince him to let her go and give her a ride home, but I ended up spending the night in the police station as he took me in for public lewdness.
Wow, were you charged?
No, they ended up letting me go. The truth is that the guy that was on duty that night had a good sense of humor about it, and so they released me to the custody of my parents.
Wow.
Some texters here at 67011 in response to my girlfriend's a hooker story.
Mm-hmm.
The guy said he should have known when she refused to kiss him on the mouth. Another guy says never knew call girls brought you to their place, but I think some do that. They make their homes available. I've been told by
home office
people here. One guy said he was driving around, had to go to the bathroom, and he thinks he wet himself because of the hooker girlfriend story. And here's one, it's unnamed. It says it wasn't Valentine's Day, but it was a date night close to Valentine's Day. Took my wife to see a critically acclaimed movie, which also featured an Oscar-nominated performance by Michelle Williams. And it ended
up... That would be Brokeback Mountain?
The movie was Blue Valentine.
Oh, okay.
Tale of a romance that turns into dysfunctional and abusive marriage. Oops.
I never saw that. The Pianist is pretty bad, though, too.
For a date night?
Dave in Milwaukee, you're on the score. Hello, Dave.
Hello, guys. All right, so here's my story. I got fixed up on a date with this woman who was way out of my league, but we were having a really nice night. And it was before Valentine's Day. And I come up with this great plan that every time I tell this story, I realize how bad of a plan this was. But the evening goes on, and we're talking about her and her kid, and then we go out, and I walk her to her car, and I follow her home and figure out which apartment in the complex is hers by when the lights go on, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So on Valentine's Day, I wake up early, and I go, and I've got a Tupperware full of some nice Danish, and I don't remember all that was in there, but I had a hot coffee for her and a juice for her kid and a rose, and I left it on the fire escape on the back of the apartment that I now know she lives in, and I never heard from her. And after a while, I'm like, well, I can't call her, and then I finally run into the friend that fixed this up, and she told me, well, this woman thought you were a total stalker, you know. Because I was, obviously. I mean, I don't really know what to say, because that's my only response to myself when I hear this story. How did I ever think this was good?
Well, did she ever call you again? Did you ever see her again?
Oh, heck no, heck no. No, it's not anything. I don't even think I know the one who fixed us up, because I think she thinks I'm a stalker.
Well, because you're kind of a stalker. Thanks.
I think I must be a stalker. You know, it looks like a stalker. It smells like a stalker, right?
There Thank you, go. Dave.
Here's one you like, Dan. It's 6711. My future wife and I had plans for Valentine's Day dinner. Well, the night before we went out, and she had one too many Bahama Mamas.
Ooh.
Being too hungover to go to a casual dinner, we ended up at Long John Silver's.
Yar. It's driving me nuts. We'll do more after an update.
Scoreboard update.
Coming up to 4:30 and from the Score Update studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Bears moving on from Matt Forte. He will not be offered a contract in 2016, ending the running back's career on the lakefront.
It's jarring at first, but not really when you're around the team, because people treat veterans and guys who have accomplished as much as Matt has. Every team's going to treat him well and treat him like a veteran and give him the respect he deserves.
That's Olin Krutz on with Bernstein and Abatacola earlier this afternoon. You can hear the rest of that conversation online at 670thescore.com. Two-time Pro Bowler, but he only reached the postseason one time in his eight seasons, and he's pretty much near the top of all the Bears' record charts. Jeremy Langford now becomes your heir apparent at running back. Multiple reports today say the Bears have added former Rutgers offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Ben McDaniels to the coaching staff. He is the younger brother of Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Bulls have the week off, 27-25. They head into the All-Star break, but when they get out of it, they get Cleveland and Toronto waiting for them in a back-to-back. Pau Gasol is going to play in the All-Star game on Sunday. Tonight, you have the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Challenge in Toronto. Blackhawks have dropped two straight. They're off today. They had an awful first period against the Stars last night. They'll play host to the Ducks tomorrow night. Victor Svedberg has been called up from Rockford for that one. Baseball, Cubs claim lefty reliever C.J. Reifenhauser off waivers from the Orioles. He was with the Rays 2 years ago with Joe Maddon. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred will be on tomorrow's edition of Inside the Clubhouse right here on 670 The Score. Follow your intuition to a Jaguar retailer during the Impeccable Timing sales event before March 31st. Now all 2016 models are protected by Jaguar Elite Care, including complimentary scheduled maintenance. Learn more at JaguarChicagoland.com or call 1-800-4-JAGUAR. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Continuing Wild at Heart for Friday Fung, our Valentine's Day annual episode, Steve in Elgin will weigh in next with his story.
Hi, Steve. Score.
Hey, guys. It was 19 years ago this weekend that I was home preparing a Valentine's Day dinner for my wife-to-be the following Monday. As I called the courthouse that Friday to find out when we could come in on Monday to get married, they told me they were closed for President's Day. I called my wife at work. I told her to get home. She told me, you got to be kidding. I don't have my shoes. And then we ended up, she got home. We got married. I got my my kids were at work. And then they ended up never forgiving us for getting married on Valentine's Day that year. But I got flowers and everything else, and everything's great 19 years later.
Why in such a hurry? Why not just wait till Tuesday?
Well, I had to work that Tuesday.
They wouldn't give you a day off to get married?
Smart company.
Okay. Well, okay. Thanks.
Here's one in texting 6711, which is brought to you by Grossinger. I didn't own a car in college at NIU, so I asked this girl on a date to, quote, near the city, end quote, for Valentine's Day. She said, sure. I told her to pick me up at noon. She should have known then. I took her to McDonald's, anything she wanted, and Monster Jam at Allstate Arena.
Anything she wants at McDonald's.
And then Monster Jam at Allstate Arena. Never heard from her again.
Hey.
That's Monster Trucks, isn't it?
I don't know.
Is that what Monster Jam is?
I don't know.
I think it's a Monster Jam.
Go to McDonald's. Anything you want.
And then some Monster Trucks.
You can even get the double quarter pounder with cheese.
That guy was smooth with the ladies.
Yep. Tinley Park, Mike, you're on the score.
So I transferred to Chicago my junior year of college. Don't know the city really well. Take this girl out, want to impress her, take off for a real nice night. Go out, spend a ton of money on a dinner and a movie. End up spending everything, and we have to take a train, take the old Brown Line over to where her sister's place is, Ravenswood. Get there, drop her off, and go to the station, realize that station closed. Back then, they used to close the station. So I'm like, okay, I kind of have an idea where I'm going. Go over to the old Belmont line and don't have any money. I have a transfer. All you have to do is, back then, have a token, I guess, or a little bit of a quarter or something. Didn't have that to extend my transfer, my ride. So I'm like, all right, I have an idea where I need to go. I start heading down Sheffield. And I'm like, I know I'm kind of going the right direction, but this is looking kind of bad. I end up walking through basically the heart of Cabrini Green. I'm like, oh, I don't think this is a good place.
From there? You walked that far?
I walked that far. I was living down at Chicago and Rush, basically. So I was making my way back that way. I'm hearing people saying things, and I'm like, wow, this is kind of not a good situation. All of a sudden, I see like a guy run maybe half a block down, and I see a bunch of guys running after him. I end up jumping into like this open kind of building that's just there. And there's God knows whatever is going on with this poor guy. And I'm like, what the heck am I doing? What's going on? It seems like I was in there for an eternity. I get out of there. I kind of make my way. And I kind of look back into the place that I kind of jumped into. And it was a boarded up McDonald's. I said, oh, my God, where am I? So end up making my way really close.
Yeah, let's cut to it.
Boring.
Here's a right, text. I think we're going to cut
this. This is a great text here.
Thank you, Mike.
When I was 16, got a traffic ticket, which I was terrified to tell my parents about. The court date for said ticket happened to fall on Valentine's Day. To have my parents let me out of the house, I made up a fake girlfriend who I named Sam for 3 months. Oh, man. And the thing just
turned out she was a hooker.
Oh, gosh darn it. It just refreshed me here. Hang on 1 second. So I knew Sam for 3 months. I kept up the lie by showing my parents pictures of a random girl I found online and telling them I was going on dates with her and such.
Oh, no. Well, here's an actual Sam in Boston who we think is real. He's on the score.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys. What's up? So a bunch of years ago, I was living in the middle of Illinois. And needless to say, there aren't too many great girls out there. And my dad calls me one day and he's like, hey, what's going on? Yada, yada. Have you met anybody? And I say, no, not really much here. And he felt bad for me. So a few days later, he calls me. He's like, listen, girl, I used to work with her. She's in Arizona now, but she seems pretty cool. I think you guys would get along. You should email her. And I wasn't really into it, but after a while, I figured, why the heck not? So I did. And so we started corresponding. And as it turns out, we are perfectly compatible. We share similar interests, movies, TV shows, what have you. So this goes on, the correspondent, for like 3 or 4 months until about Easter time. She's a school teacher, and she gets time off for spring break, and I had some vacation time. But, you know, Easter's really important to my mom, and I considered maybe visiting this girl in Arizona.
All right, let's cut to it again. Let's
boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit boring everyone.
Get to the important stuff.
Okay, so I call my mom, and I ask her if it's okay if I miss Easter. And she asked me, what's this girl's name? I give her the first name. She says, what's the last name? And it turns out my dad had an affair with her.
With the same girl?
Yep.
Whoa. Okay, cool.
All right. Yeah.
All right, as a 19-year-old strapped for cash, I was barely able to scrape together money for flowers. I wanted to get my girlfriend this gift. I felt flowers weren't going to be just enough, so I wanted to get her something more. Remembering that my mother had a Waterford crystal frame in a cabinet that had been sitting there for 2 years, I figured, hey, she'll never miss it. It's been sitting there long enough. Upon my girlfriend receiving the frame, she opened it to see the inscription, "Thanks for a wonderful 15 years, Lynn." Our relationship went downhill from there.
Stealing from your mother?
Right. So then my mom really liked Easter, and so I told her, you know, I can't make Easter. And she was like, well, what kind of shirt were you going to wear for Easter? And I told her I was going to wear a button-down shirt, a plaid one. And she was
she
like,
said, what are you going to have for lunch? And I said, maybe a grilled cheese. But not, it's like a Mike Alzamora story all of a sudden.
So then, you know, the shirt had some blue stripes in it, and my mom doesn't like blue. And then she asked me what color car I wanted to get when I got older.
You remember when Alzamora, because you won't believe what happened to me. Like, what? Well, I woke up and I brushed my teeth, and then I had breakfast, and then I got in my car and I drove, and then I forgot something, so I came. I was like, dude, you just said something.
Wait, so this, he was dating a girl, and then his dad had an affair with the
same
girl?
Dad set him up with, he set up his son with the girl with whom he had an affair.
Okay.
And was wearing a gorilla suit. In Bucktown, here is Prim on the score.
Hi, so... Essentially, I was dating my former best friend's ex-girlfriend, and we were keeping it under wraps because we didn't really want anyone to know, and I knew that he did not know.
Doesn't that make you penis cousins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it had been 4 or 5 months, and our close friends knew, but he definitely did not know. And she decided it'd be a really good idea to enter a photo contest for a clothing company.
Okay.
And we won the contest, and in doing so, he found out that I was dating his former girlfriend.
Okay.
Is
there something? Did he lash out in furious anger?
Essentially, yes. I no longer talk to most of those people anymore.
But if it's an ex-girlfriend, that's kind of BS, because I think he doesn't have control over her. That's like Matt Barnes and Derek Fisher all of a sudden.
All right, here's one more for the texting at 6711. I was in a long-distance relationship, me in Chicago, she was in New Mexico. I surprised her by flying out for 5 days, the second day there being Valentine's Day. During our romantic evenings, I realized that things just weren't working, so I broke up with her, completely forgetting I had 3 days left in New Mexico. I couldn't get an early flight out, nowhere else to stay. I had to stay with her for the rest of the trip.
Nice planning.
Right.
Idiot.
Right. All right. Suck it up for 3 days, then break up with her.
Right. One more. I usually ask Terry permission. Can we take a call from a Bob?
No, let's just end it.
Nope. We're taking a call from a Bob. I'm overruling you. Bob in Orland Park will close out a very odd, uncomfortable Friday Fung on the score.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Bob. Bob.
To redeem the Bobs here.
Wait, Bob, is this your story? Was it your girlfriend ended up being your father's old hooker girlfriend?
Yeah, and she had grilled cheese for with tomato soup, something like that. I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, my girlfriend and I at the time, which is now my wife, we were dating, had been dating for quite a while, and she had been putting off I had been putting off looking at rings because I knew I wasn't going to buy her a ring. We were going to look at it together. So we woke up one Saturday morning, and I said, you know what, today's the day. I think I want to go to the jewelry store. And she got excited, and she couldn't believe I finally had caved into this, this chore that I had to do as a soon-to-be fiancé. We got all excited. We started talking about it, went to the mall, and there's this huge line. And she, oh, it's a Valentine's set. This is perfect timing. This is great. And there's a long line, and we get there, and it's a Stephen Gary autograph signing up here.
Everything is terrible!
Thank you. This one, Jim and Aurora, this is a short one, and I like this as a closer.
Had a girlfriend in college and found out just before Valentine's Day she was seeing another man, but I wanted to confront her. When Valentine's Day rolled around, I took her out to dinner, and I confessed to her that I was gay, and I was also seeing another man. Thankfully, not the same man. I thought we'd end the relationship peacefully, but she ended up making a huge scene in the restaurant. Well, that's a good one, too. No hookers, no gorilla suits, but pretty good. Thank you for your contributions.
I think.
Yes, we think. Yeah. Well, we got through it. It's the Boers and Bernstein show with...
Other side of the break, I got GQ just posted this on Twitter. It's the dumbest questions heard at the NBA All-Star Media Day.
Awesome. We'll get to that next on the Boers and Bernstein show on the score.
Moe and Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Moe and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've been waiting for. The annual Chicago Auto Show. Come see why, once again, Hyundai is stealing the spotlight with its incredible lineup of cars and SUVs. Featuring the Elantra, the compact that's packed with available technology like touchscreen navigation and remote start from your phone. And the Sonata with available lane departure warning and hands-free smart trunk. Plus, the all-star lineup of Hyundai SUVs. Tucson, Santa Fe, Sport and the 7-passenger Santa Fe, all with available rear cross traffic alert, blind spot detection, and hands-free lift gate. And of course, every new Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. Head to the Chicago Auto Show and grab a front row seat in a brand new Hyundai, or learn more at buyhyundai.com. Right now, get $500 Auto Show bonus cash and lease the 2016 Sonata for just $155 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
No, $50 off instantly on select mattress sets. Plus, if you buy now, you can save up to $300 on Mattress Firm's most popular Tempur-Pedic mattresses before the prices go up after the President's Day sale. Now, this week only, you can get up to $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash when you buy select Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest Black Hybrid mattresses. Plus, now through President's Day, you can sleep happy and pay no interest for 72 months. Just go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you, and I guarantee there's one near you. You can also call 800-431-5921 for details about credit costs and terms that I've mentioned there. And when it comes to low prices, if you're on a particular budget, Mattress Firm will help you out. They know it's not enough just to match the best, but they've got to be the best. That's why they guarantee that they will beat any competitor's lower price by 10% or your mattress is free. And as far as delivery is concerned, they have millions of dollars of inventory in stock and ready for delivery the same day. You don't have to wait. You can sleep happy tonight. And if your delivery is not on time, it's free. So free, or you get that delivery as they schedule for you, or they'll give it to you for free. But that same-day delivery, you really can't beat that kind of service. So don't miss the huge President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. $300 store-wide, so get in there this weekend before the President's Day sale ends. America's number one mattress retailer is Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score, no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Million Speedy Rewards customers.
I love all the free stuff I get with this card.
I get coffee every morning, and I love that my 7th is always free.
The greatest thing about the Speedy Rewards card is all the free gas that I get for my points.
It's the best. What's not to love about it?
I love getting free stuff.
I love my Speedy Rewards card because I can use my points to get free gift cards.
I redeem my Speedy Rewards points to get a free video game.
I just redeem my points for a $10 gift card.
I wish everything was like the Speedy Rewards card.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Speedy Rewards, and we're ready to help you.
This program-
program is brought to you by Treatsy. They make discovering delicious artisan candy easy. From chocolate-covered caramelized grands to seven-layer s'mores jars to cake batter chocolate bars and much more, Treatsy delivers artisan sweets from all over the country right to your door. Send a Valentine's Day gift subscription and get up to 3 months free. Visit Treatsy.com/radio for this exclusive offer. That's up to 3 months free when you send a sweet subscription to your Valentine. Go to Treatsy.com/radio today.
This Valentine's Day, Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So this is from GQ that is posted on Twitter, and it's the dumbest questions overheard at NBA All-Star Media Day.
This is real.
Yeah, these are real. This is a question that was asked to Russell Westbrook. How would you like to perform on Sunday?
Bad.
DeMarcus Cousins, this is the only question they asked. What are you going to remember most? Another reporter asked Cousins, you hate talking about the coach, GM, exec situation. Now that you're away from it, do you find you still have to talk about it? Cousins goes, actually, you're the first one to ask me about it. To Chris Paul, talk about the race in the West with the Spurs. What if you were to meet again in the playoffs?
Oh, no. These people should all immediately be incinerated.
To Jimmy Butler.
There's some giant laser.
This is great. To Jimmy Butler, when do you think you'll be back? 3 to 4 weeks? Reporter number two, before Jimmy can answer, would you like to be back sooner?
You know what? It's sad. It really is.
Here's one to Chris Bosh.
Who compiled this? Is it Drew McGarry?
I'll look up at the top here. To Chris Bosh, you have a lot of fans in China. Do you have a message for your Chinese fans? Maybe Happy New Year? Same reporter to Paul Millsap. You have a lot of fans in China. Do you have a message for your Chinese fans? Maybe Happy New Year? To DeMar DeRozan, same reporter. You have a lot of fans in China. Do you have a message for your Chinese fans? Maybe Happy New Year? Bosh, Millsap, and DeRozan all answered, yeah, Happy New Year. To CJ McCollum, I'm gonna give you some names of places, and you have to tell me if they're actually in Canada or not. CJ, okay. Reporter, Balls Falls. That was put together
That's a condition, not a place.
By Clay Skipper. Okay. That's a great name. That's from GQ. Dumb questions over at NBA All-Star Media Day.
Yeah, that's in Ontario. Balls Falls.
Balls Falls. Oh,
it's
Lord.
Apostrophe. It's B-A-L apostrophe S. The falls belong to ball.
Yes. Oh, man, that's great.
It's if you've been through anything like that or just Super Bowl media day. But just
the Jimmy Butler one, right? Is just the best. Yeah,
that's great.
When do you think you'll be back? 3 to 4 weeks? Before you can answer, reporter number two, would you like to be back sooner?
Jimmy's answer to both questions, by the way, was Fred Hoiberg's an idiot.
Right.
By the way, I am out 3 to 4 weeks, and Fred Hoiberg is an idiot, and I would like to be back sooner, and might I add that I have absolutely no respect whatsoever for Fred Hoiberg.
Right.
Right.
That's great. Really good stuff.
Because the actual Jimmy Butler quote today is just, well, yeah, you got to be tough to play offense. We rely on offense too much. You got to be really tough to play defense. Oh, okay, great. Thank you so
much. What
a
mess. Thank you so much. I mean, just an absolute mess. I mean, they've lost 13 of 18.
Yeah. And the reminder we got, actually, Amir reminds us here, when you say that the front office would never do something like trying to accelerate some of the cap relief by making the Dwight Howard move, the Bulls did make a similar move a couple years ago because Luol Deng was moved at the deadline to Cleveland for Andrew Bynum's expiring deal in order to avoid the luxury tax. It would be a very similar move, just on a larger scale. And see, they do that when they were trying to clear the decks for LeBron, they did. No, they gave up Heinrich for nothing. They moved John Salmons. I mean, when they're motivated to do it, they'll make these moves.
Fine,
just, the problem is they're not. I don't know what they're motivated to do because I don't know what they think they're seeing.
I mean, that's where it comes in. And Amir he points out something good there that I stand corrected in saying that they wouldn't do anything because they have done some stuff in the past. But to this scale, I just don't see it happening. And I still think they believe they can win.
Nah, not anymore. Not anymore. No way. Not the way this is going. And not with what appears to be a coaching issue now, too. The injuries are bad. The roster's bad. But it shouldn't be this bad.
No, it shouldn't be, but I think they take into consideration the fact they have injuries, and you know they're going to get Mike Dunleavy back, and he's going to rescue the whole season, and you know you're going to
35-year-old guy with a you might as well have Terry out there.
I mean, well,
if you want a guy with a...
I'd rather have Mike Dunleavy out there than Terry Dunleavy.
a guy with a bad back who's what's he going to do? Yeah. How's he going to affect the game for you? It's all.
I don't know. I can't believe that where it's come from in a year. I mean, from where you were with Tom Thibodeau and minutes and injuries, and now here you are. You got minutes and injuries, and
I'll say this too. I am really proud of Bears fans. I really am, because I expected when I heard the Matt Forte news, I thought, oh, here we go. Here come the meatballs of why don't they treat their players better, et cetera. That this is the measured response from Bears fans. Has been of the awareness and understanding that this is probably fait accompli.
Yeah, and I would say in the text zone at 6711, maybe one or two that were just really meatballish. I think most have been really even there, which is surprising.
But nice work. I mean, that it shows me that at least there is a greater awareness of modern football business, and you can be pleased that a guy is actually doing it. Northside Q, you're on WSCR.
Hi, Q.
Hey there, guys. Hey, really good to hear you both together. Hopefully, Terry's intestines get put back inside of him.
Well, we'll be together next week, too, on Thursday
and Friday.
Thursday and Friday.
And at the auto show, which you can't ask for a better spot than that.
Well, oh, man, I bet you guys can't wait to shake hands with all the disease bags coming up to you. Because you never get the car models coming up to you, right, with sanitizer.
Why not? Hands, why right? can't we? We bring our own sanitizer. We're all good.
I will put an over and under of 0.5. You know, we'll do overs and unders. We'll still speak this bit. 0.5 auto show car booth babes come up to you two. No offense, but I'm just saying, you guys got rings.
All right, stop insulting us, Q. What's your Bulls point?
I love your faces. But listen, this is my thing.
Weirdo.
Yeah, listen, hey, like you didn't know already. But look. This is all I'm going to say is you always talk about, okay, so they traded Kirk Heinrich and they traded away John Salmons and they tried to make room for LeBron. And while you try to spin it as a positive, to me it's a negative, and here's why. If they had any, you know, inroads with the rest of the league, then they would have known that LeBron never was coming here and they would have never traded away two good pieces. They tried to make room for two free agents and they never had a chance at either of the good ones. And they got left with Carlos Boozer. And they basically made their team worse. Because that team...
But you still have to try. It doesn't matter. When somebody like that becomes available, you must try. If you don't try, there's no point doing this. You might as well shut it all down.
Well, and I agree with you. But the problem is that they've been trying and failing for a
it doesn't but it doesn't
time.
Mean you stop trying if people are at the point now where you think, well, they're never going to get anybody like that, they have to stop trying, then what's the point? Why are they in the basketball business? You know, that's so you hang on to Kirk Heinrich for, even if you have a 5% chance at LeBron having, and they had a terrific meeting with LeBron. Everything went great with him. And the thing is, going through the process and having some of these meetings and having guys, you know, Carmelo Anthony, with the exception of Derrick Rose, that all went extremely well. I don't know if you wanted to, you know, end up wanting to get him or not, but you can't not do it.
Real quick, here's some text about the Bulls. Dunleavy helps by burying Snell on the bench.
No. Not really.
I know you said Howard would be opting out and the Bulls would clear salary, but Noah and Gasol are both gone next year and the Bulls would have no other center. Can Portis play center if he adds weight?
No.
He can't?
Not in this league, no. Well, so you find one. It just, I'm not worried about it. You're trying to get closer to winning a title. You can cobble a roster together of some kind.
And then poor John Paxson, Hoiberg doesn't wear a tie. What will he grab to get his point across? Ooh. His head's probably spinning.
We made that joke already. The Boars and Bernstein show. We did a while ago when he said it, when he was explaining why he doesn't wear a tie, and we said that's because that doesn't allow.
Don't say we. I wasn't part of that joke either time.
Fine. I'm not going to attach
Idiots.
You to that
Yeah,
joke.
Don't attach me to your dumb jokes.
Never do that.
Joke Grim Reaper.
You have the score.
The text zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
There is a place that does, Avant. Finally, a company who gets it. What Avant does is provide easy access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000. You never have to step foot in a branch. You simply go to avantoffer.com and check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is risk-free. There's no effect on your FICO score. And you complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. That's how easy and convenient borrowing is through avantoffer.com. And you get a bonus right now. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com, enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your